Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, where we will be going over the trials and tribulations of anxiety and how we heal the underlying causes. Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan, episode 15 of the Beat Anxiety podcast, and I can't believe I'm at number 15 so far. So anyway, hope you guys have been doing good. Hope you guys have been doing excellent in your healing process. And I thought this week I'd go over something. It's going to be a little bit difficult for me to kind of speak to because I have a big, if you can see me in my office, I have a pretty big whiteboard. It's a painted whiteboard on the wall. And I just love whiteboards. I see things from a picture perspective. And so I use my whiteboard a lot, especially in my one-on-one coaching, or when I'm coaching online as well. I'll spin it over and I'll use my whiteboard as a mechanism for others to see kind of what I'm thinking and what I'm kind of drawing, what I'm trying to explain. So I've seen this done. I've done this as part of my, I did an Instagram post on this, so if you follow me on Instagram, you can see the Instagram TV. If you follow my Facebook page at BeatAnxiety.me, you'll see this process pinned at the top, and it's basically called the Pac-Man Theory. And if you are over 40 years old, you definitely know what Pac-Man is. I think probably maybe even if you're in your 30s, you know what the Pac-Man game is. If you're in your 20s and below, you might be struggling with what I'm talking about. But pretty much everybody knows what the Pac-Man game is. And I call this the Pac-Man Theory. It was a guy I followed, the guy that actually gave me my life coaching certificate. He kind of exposed this kind of theory to me. So I'm going to kind of explain it to you. Hopefully it makes sense as I kind of explain it. And again, I'm looking at my whiteboard and I have it drawn up on my whiteboard. So I'm going to try to talk about what I see. So hopefully as I do this, it will make sense. Again, go to my Instagram, BeatAnxiety.me. You can see a IGTV on this. And then if you go to my Facebook page, BeatAnxiety.me Facebook page, you'll see that I did a video on this. It's called the Pac-Man Theory. Now, as you know, in the game of Pac-Man, the whole point of the Pac-Man, I actually like Mrs. Pac-Man the best, to be honest with you. I like her the best. So, but we'll go with the Pac-Man Theory for this. But the Pac-Man's job is to eat the dots. If you remember the game, the premise of the game is the Pac-Man eats the dots and the ghosts try to get the Pac-Man and kill the Pac-Man. So that's how the game is kind of played. The way this game is played and how this theory goes is the Pac-Man is still eating the dots. However, in this case, the ghost is dropping the dots. And so when we talk about the ghost, we'll call the ghost the abuser in our life. Now, abuse can come in many different forms and many different fashions. It can come through the what society would call emotional, physical abuse, those types of things. But there is physical, emotional, spiritual. Let me see if I can do that again. So physical, emotional, spiritual, and sexual. So there's those three abuses. And so, sorry, my Alexa's going off, if you can hear my Alexa. So let me put her down. In this case, the Pac-Man eats the dots. The ghost is the abuser. Again, but I believe that there's other types of abuse that happens in our life. There is bullying that happens. There is peer pressure that happens. There is sibling rivalries, if I can get that word out. If you guys know I have trouble because I mumble. I have trouble sometimes speaking, getting words out of my mouth. So This civil unrest, so to say. That's civil. Ay, ay, ay. I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do this podcast again. I am going to continue doing what I'm doing. So, anyway, this sibling rivalries. There we go. Sibling unrest. Then there's dynamics. If you're come with a mixed family, like, you know, from a divorce, that is, or if a stepfather, stepmother, if there is stepbrothers and sisters involved, there's different types of abusers in our life. And these abusers can be cultural, they can be peer, they could be family, they could be friends, they could be teachers, they can be a litany of different quote-unquote abusers who are the ghost in these scenarios. And what the ghost does is the ghost drops these dots, right? So we have these dots that are dropped in our life, and the Pac-Man's job is to eat those dots. So the Pac-Man goes and eats all those dots. And what are those dots? Take from me, for instance, right? So I've had cultural abusers. I've had peer abusers. I've had family abuse. I've had even friends that betrayed me and abused the relationships that became toxic. I've had teachers in my life. I've had coworkers. I've had bosses. I've had the litany of abusers in my life that dropped these dots. And these dots were, you know, you're stupid. You're not smart. You'll never make anything out of yourself. You're fat. You're ugly. I used to be really heavy as a kid. And I used to be picked on as a kid. I went to a school in New York City that was predominantly Spanish and African American. And so I would get picked on because I was kind of a poor white kid. And so I'd get picked on from a cultural perspective. And now there's the vice versa of that as well, right? There's ethnic kids that go to schools that get picked on too because of their color of their skin. So it's all abuse. And so these dots are put in our life, and the Pac-Man's job again is to eat those dots. And so what happens over time is, as the Pac-Man eats these dots, that instills belief in us, right? The Pac-Man, we are the Pac-Man, and that instills these belief systems about us. So when these belief systems are set in, what happens is life starts to portray and give us what we believe. So if I believe that I'm stupid, it's interesting that how I would fail tests and I didn't do really good in college and all that kind of good stuff because I had this false belief about myself, or I have a false belief that I'm inadequate. And so, you know, I would always second guess myself and always kind of walk on eggshells at work and those types of things. So I had these dots that I had on my head due to the abusers in my life, the ghosts. I was the Pac-Man and I was eating up these dots. And I ate these dots up for days, weeks, months, years, decades. And what happens when you establish these beliefs in your life, especially when they're filtered through these abusers, what happens to us is we typically get the victim mentality. And we tend to now think of life and look at life through a victim mentality. And what happens when you live life looking through a victim mentality, living life that way, what do victims get? They get victimized, right? So life now affirms your belief by everything in your life happening to you, and now you become the victim of life. And so what we do, right, and what we tend to do in those situations is now we play the victim. We're being victimized by life. We don't like ourselves because of all the dots that we have eaten up from the ghosts in our life. What we tend to do is we tend to then start to cope unhealthy. So a lot of us, what we do is we try to mask it, run away from it, ignore it, deflect it, blame it, push it away from us, and we typically go to unhealthy coping mechanisms, such as drinking, such as alcohol, sex, pornography, drugs, promiscuous activities, all to mask those emotions and mask those feelings about ourselves from the dots that were be that the dots that we ate up from the abusers in our life. And I did this for years. I did this for decades. I did this for 20 years, and I became the one thing that I was trying to get myself away from, right? My identity was now caught up in this victim mentality. And I would try to drink it away from me. I try to fight away from me. I try to argue it away from me. I would do everything I could possibly do then not to face those things in my life. What I had to do is I had to start healing those dots, right? It's the dots that create the belief system, and those dots I needed to start working on. I needed to start doing a self-discovery of myself to understand what beliefs about myself, right, are tied or have, you have the belief system, and then under the belief system you have these false narratives, the language that we use, what we tell ourselves, how do we speak to ourselves. And I was really starting to catch myself in how I was talking, and I was really talking as a victim mentality. Like I always had, it was always someone else's fault, or it was always someone else's doing, or I would say, I'm so stupid, or I'm, why did I do that? Or I would constantly belittle myself. And so I had to start again looking at the root causes. And as I started looking at the root causes and facing those dots in my life, that's when I started doing the work to heal those areas. So now, how do you heal? How do you go through that process of healing? Well, first you have to come to confront those dots, right? Confront those things that your inner self keeps on telling you, like you're not worthy, you're inadequate, you are now shameful, so shame in your life has become toxic. All these different things that we tell ourselves. There's a litany of things that we tell ourselves. And so I had to start confronting those things by looking at how I was speaking about them, looking at how I was talking to about those things to myself. When I started to do that, I started to be very, very cognitive and understand how I was thinking, right? I can't control the thoughts in my brain. I can't control the thoughts. I can't control the dots, right? The dots were there, but I could start changing the way I thought about them, right? With my thinking patterns. And as I started changing my thinking patterns, my language started to change. And I started to really speak to myself in a affirmation standpoint, like I am worthy, I am lovable, I do have things to offer. I started using different languages, even though I didn't believe it, right? I didn't believe that language for a long, long time, but I then thereby changed my language, and I started living out what I was trying to believe. So I think that what we need to do from a healing perspective is, first of all, start being cognitive of how we're talking, and then start changing the way we talk about those things. Then, as you start to change the way you're talking about them, that's when you can really get into the healing work. And the healing work, I use different modalities. I use affirmations as a way of healing. I use a thing called mirror work as a way of healing. I use EFT, NLP. So I'm throwing a lot of acronyms out. If you guys don't, you can look this up. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. NLP is Neuro Linguistic Programming. I'm getting more into MCB, I'm sorry, mindfulness, CBT, mindfulness cognitive behavior therapy. I'm certified in that, and then I'm doing another modality called REBT, which is rational emotive behavior therapy. So really a lot of the stuff is on the way we think, and the way we think changes and really is controlled by the way we speak. And so I teach people to be really cognitive and really pay attention to how they're thinking and then what they're saying. And then using these other modalities to heal these dots in our life. So, you know, I think a lot of us, we live life through these dots, and then we wonder why life is coming at us with the beliefs that we've had, right? So the key to healing is starting to change what we believe by healing those dots. How do we do that? We do that by cognitively seeing how we're thinking and how we're speaking. So hopefully you were able to get a picture of that. Again, I would highly encourage you to go to my Facebook page, beatanxiety.me, or go to my Instagram page, IGTV at beatanxiety.me, and you'll find this. I did like a 15-minute, 20-minute video on this particular topic. So anyway, if I can help you, please reach out to me. You can find me online at beatanxiety.me or on all my social channels, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, through beatanxiety.me. So hopefully it was helpful. I look forward to our next one. And shoot me a line. Like, shoot me an email. Maybe go to my site and do the contact form and shoot me an email and say, hey, I'd like for you to maybe do a podcast on this particular subject or that particular subject. And who knows? I just might do that. So anyway, if you need any help whatsoever, feel free to reach out to me. I'll look forward to our next time. Take care, guys.